Mind Bay Mornings.
Wake up.
Wake up with Benny and Greg.
I love you guys. You are so freaking funny.
Oh, well, thank you. We love you too. Good morning, everybody, and happy Thursday. A lot of texts coming in. Can't wait for the Love Trap follow-up.
That's all they say. They're like, okay, this is good. We want to hear the end of the story or the rest of the story.
I mean, Cooper kind of admitted, but not really, and then said, well, we're going to have a heart-to-heart, and I love you. I choose you. Just know that. Mm-hmm. Sounds like you also chose somebody else, but don't get
Lord. Made a little mistake is what it sounds like to me.
So on Tuesday, 7:20, we will follow up with Adrian and see if she got any more information and did have the heart-to-heart that he kept saying that he was going to have with her. So, who are some actors and actresses nobody cares about anymore? So there's a list going around. I saw it on Twitter last night. It's on Ranker. It's on different websites right now. And people are just chiming in with, top celebs that are just washed up, that nobody cares. Movie stars, specifically. So I'll give you the top 10 right now. I mean, this is changing as people keep throwing in names. So text us your thoughts. 888-456-9970. I don't know if they got all these right. Some of them, sure. Like, in the top 10, Jamie Lee Curtis. Okay, I get it.
No, she is not. She does those commercials with the yogurt that keeps your bowels moving. Thank you. Thank absolutely. You. And she was in the latest Halloween. Maybe okay. It wasn't so good.
Well, Knives Out is what she just
Knives Out
did.
Is great. Yeah. That is a great movie. If you haven't watched it, Benny, you would love it.
You just proved my point by saying she's doing yogurt commercials. She's washed up. And Halloween, that hasn't been good since the first, one, maybe two, three. What are they on, 12 now? No.
Benny, your career has not hit rock bottom until you start doing Depends commercials. Which, by the way, I'm available to do. I'll take money from anybody, and I'll wear them, especially if I'm drinking.
I think of True Lies, too, with Arnold when I think of Jamie Lee Curtis.
Yeah, love that.
Yeah.
She's not washed up. No, not
she is washed up.
Absolutely. How dare you?
Jamie Lee Curtis.
Treasure.
She is a national treasure. She is in the washed up category. Now, how about this one? Jennifer Aniston, they have in the top 10 for washed up. Now, I like Jennifer. She's the same character in everything, right? In Friends, to Along Came Polly, to whatever else she's been in. She's the same person. We're the Millers. But I know it's like 30 years later, but I think her breakout role is The Morning Show on HBO. Apple. Was it Apple TV Plus? Apple. Whatever it was.
Let's call that her comeback role.
She was phenomenal. Phenomenal in that role.
She was good. I'm going to recuse myself from this one because I've never liked Jennifer Aniston ever, so I'm recusing myself. I've always been Team Angie. I like the villainous.
How about this? They're saying Denzel Washington is washed up.
No, he'll never be washed up. I mean, he's just a legend. He's a legend.
But have you seen him recently? He looks like an old man.
He is an old man, but he's still legendary.
And he's
30
years older. You can be an old man and still be relevant. I hate to tell you that. Look at me.
He is legendary. Sal, hit that quote. Hit that Denzel quote. Hit.
King Kong ain't got on me.
Well, you're both the same age now.
Training Day, American Gangster, Flight. I mean, it goes on and on and on. He's what?
Back in the day.
He'll never be washed up. You can't be Denzel Washington and be. That's just disrespectful.
What has he done in the last 10 years?
He's a Cowboys fan. Don't worry about it. Okay. He and I have something in common.
These are fighting words here. They're saying Will Smith is washed up.
Smith is so relevant, though. He's constantly in the news, and then with that Red Table Talk
that's
he's
his
always
show, but
but the reason people are talking about him is because they're talking about how they had an open relationship or whatever they want to call it. What they call it? Indiscretion? I can't remember the word.
An entanglement.
I mean, that makes you relevant.
These are the top actors that are washed up that people don't care about anymore. Will Smith, though, I think he's going to be forever relevant. I've never liked his sci-fi movies. Like, I'm not into those, like, I Am Legend and even Independence Day, but he had some great ones. Pursuit of Happiness.
Bad Boys 3 was just out.
Oh, yes! Duh!
I mean,
yeah, that was great. That was probably the best one. I think Bad Boys 3 was the best one out of the three. Oh, Greg, you and I will agree on this one. He's been washed up for a long time. His name is Adam Sandler.
Oh, my God. Absolutely.
by. I mean, what you had Happy Gilmore mm-hmm. and Wedding Singer.
Yeah.
And maybe Billy Madison. Or was that what it was? Yeah, Billy Madison. Maybe.
Yeah, I think the last thing I liked of his was the Hanukkah song. I mean, seriously.
Yeah. Let's get through a few more of these. John Travolta. Yes, we agree. Washed up.
John Travolta?
100%. Yeah.
Nicolas Cage.
Way.
He's just terrible no matter what. He's never been a good actor, even when he was getting these starring, you know, action films.
Yeah, no.
I bought you a bunny, honey.
Face Off is not an American classic.
Yeah, no. Or is Con Air. Oh, he was in The Rock, though. That was filmed on Alcatraz. Well, that was pretty good.
Yeah, it was.
All right, keep them coming. 888-456-9970. Washed up actors and actresses. We are about to slide into the Big Money Minute. Of course, it is 10 questions. In 60 seconds for $1,000. We are ready to give away the money. And if you've signed up at 997now.com, we could be calling you in the next 3 minutes. Hang on.
Let's play
Big Money Minute.
And we're playing with Denise in Union City. Good morning, Denise. Happy Thursday.
Good morning. Happy Thursday to you as well.
Thank you. You got any picks for washed up actors or actresses before we get into this game?
Any picks?
No, yeah. Never mind.
What? Who's a washed up actor or actress to you?
Washed up.
Just like nobody cares about anymore.
Kevin Spacey. He got canceled.
Yeah, that's a good pick. That's a good pick.
Hey, we got to bring this back, though. We are getting so many text messages with people's opinion on different names that I didn't even think about that are definitely right. We'll get into it later on. Right now, Denise, we're going to get into the Big Money Minute with you. 10 questions in 60 seconds for $1,000. Are you ready to play?
I hope so.
Okay. Good luck. Let's go.
Ready, all right. Set, go.
Who is Mickey Mouse dating?
Minnie Mouse.
Which app has gained the nickname IG?
Instagram.
Who sings the songs Yeah, My Boo, and You Make Me Wanna?
Yeah.
What is the chemical symbol for oxygen?
O2.
What is 82 divided by 2 plus 7?
48.
Spell occasion.
O-C-C-A-S-I-O-N.
Name a team that Michael Jordan played for.
Lakers.
Who does the voice of Olaf in Frozen?
Oh, pass. I don't know.
True or false, LinkedIn originated here in the Bay.
False.
Which car company uses the slogan, "Let's go places"? Oh, that's time.
Time is not too bad, though, Denise. You did pretty well. Let's go through them all. And I never know. Are they dating? Are they married? I really don't have any idea. But Mickey Mouse and Minnie have been together for years and years and mm-hmm. years and decades and years.
They've been dating for 100 years.
Man, they dated longer than you and Vanessa before he's, you know, before you popped the question.
Burn. Okay.
Mickey needs to pop the question. All right. IG is Instagram. You make me want to leave the one I'm with. Start a new relationship. Here we go. Usher.
This is what you do.
The symbol for oxygen is just O. Just O. H2O is water. So O is what we were looking for.
O2.
Yeah.
Yeah.
O2.
It's O. Okay.
It's
just O. It's just O.
Oh,
it's just O. 82 divided by 2 plus 7 is 48. Occasion, you spoke correctly. Michael Jordan only played for the Chicago Bulls. Josh Gad is who voiced Olaf. LinkedIn is in Mountain View, so that was true. And then Let's Go Places is Toyota.
All right, Denise. No money this time around, but go have yourself a great Thursday. Thank you for waking up and turning us on. We do appreciate it.
Great. Thank you, guys.
You're welcome. So before the texts come in and start saying you're wrong, I believe, didn't Jordan play for another team?
He played for the Wizards as well, yes.
Wow. Oh, he did. You're right.
Look at that! The non-sports guy coming through!
Can I say, I mean, he That was an embarrassment. It was like, that was a true embarrassment. So you're right, but I put it out of my mind. It's almost as embarrassing as his yellow eyes.
Did he play baseball too?
Yes, he played for the Chicago White Sox and their minor league team.
Their minor league team?
I thought you watched the documentary.
Yeah.
I did.
I forgot that.
That's how I kind of knew that. That's how I knew the Wizards thing.
That part wasn't in there.
Whatever.
But this is true. Can you imagine being so good at something, Benny, that you're the greatest in the world, that you get bored with it and decide, well, let me go try something else? And that's basically what he did with baseball.
Yeah, and it didn't work out too well for him, though, right? Was he good?
No. Very below average. Should have
stuck with basketball.
All right, yes, the Wizards, yes.
All right, we're taking a quick pause. We're coming back, and we got more money for you. Of course, Secret Sound, the $5,000 Secret Sound kicks off on Monday. Yes, big money. Everybody's favorite game returns. This week is like the warm-up to get you back in the swing of things. So we have very easy sounds, and we have clues that'll definitely help you get the sound, and then an easy $100 for you at 8:20. You're going to get it. Be here.
Let's go.
Chance in Livermore is caller number 9. Good morning, Chance.
Good morning.
How are ya?
Very well. It's my Friday, so.
Woo!
Yes, ours too. We're taking tomorrow. We're not? Oh, okay. No. I thought we started a trend. No. We didn't start a trend last
Absolutely
week?
Absolutely not.
Oh.
Don't get his panties in a bunch already. Yeah. I'm sorry, Art. We'll be here. Okay, baby, calm down.
Thank you.
Hey, Chance. So we have a very easy sound for an easy $100. We'll play you the sound, and then we'll read you a clue, okay?
Sounds good.
All right. Here is the sound.
All right. I'll give you the clue, although I don't think you need it. How Snow White fell asleep.
All right, Chance. What is it for $100?
Is it biting into an apple?
Oh, my God. Yes.
Is it biting into an apple?
An apple.
Is that right? Is it? No.
What is happening?
Correct. What the hell is
going on? Could you imagine?
You know what? We set it up to be easy, and Sal made it hard. But you won $100, Chance.
Awesome.
Congratulations. An extra Benjamin in your pocket. Hang on, and we'll give it to you, Chance. Thank you for listening. I'll take the blame. I gave Sal just one too many tasks there while we were in commercials. I gave him like 14 things to hit, and he just couldn't get it together.
Maybe if Art could help him out a little bit.
Art, produce.
Yeah, only one person can run the board at a time. Thank you very much, though.
Where's that baby sound again?
Oh, this one? Oh, it's okay, baby.
You guys are the ones crying. I mean,
okay, turn the mic off.
Let's move along.